Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we have a That's My Issue call-in beginning for those of you who have had an experience abroad that has shaped your view of politics or any issue here in the United States, whether you're an immigrant to this country or an American who has traveled or lived elsewhere. 212-433-WNYC. All our lines are full, so you'll have to call in when people finish up. Or better yet, go to our website for this, wnyc.org/issues, where we're collecting your stories, too. Let's go right to the phones. Ellen in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi.
So?
So I'm a U.S.-born Jewish person, and I have traveled in the West Bank and the occupied territories, and it has changed the view that I grew up with and was raised with, that Israel is a land without people for a people without land, and to seeing something that resembles more my understanding of apartheid South Africa.
Ellen, thank you very much. Tough take from an American Jew who then spent time in Israel. Philip in Chester, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hey, Brian. I love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks. So my family's from Brazil. We all moved here when we were very young. And my father came here without an education. He didn't have anything really to his name when he moved here with his brothers. And what he did was he built a life for himself, for us, you know, to give us that the opportunity that he didn't really have to go to school. And to the point where we're upper middle class now. If they're going to bring the taxes up on the middle class again, like that would affect us. And I'm saying it's because I want it to be clear that I want everyone to have the opportunities that my father had. And I think when I see politicians saying, we don't want these immigrants here, they're not doing anything, or they're late, lazy, or whatever it may be, I can't help but think my dad came here, he was illegal, and now he's doing exactly what these guys want out of us. And they're still, like, begrudging us for being, you know, not American, so to say.
But
we're doing more than I see a lot of people doing.
Thank you very much, Philip from Chester, with his family's immigrant experience and how it shaped their view of some of the things going on today. You know, we stumbled across a video recently of Mitt Romney at a town hall in New Hampshire last fall when he was asked almost word for word the question at the heart of this That's My Issue project. Can you talk about an experience that changed your perspective or worldview, he was asked, or that fundamentally changed your view of a situation? So here's his answer about the time that he spent abroad as a missionary in France.
I lived with people in France who lived very modestly. A number of the apartments I lived in when I was there didn't have toilets. We had instead the, you know, little pads on the ground. Yeah, okay, you know how that works, all right? There was a chain behind you with kind of a bucket affair. I had not experienced one of those in the United States. Most of the apartments I lived in had no refrigerators. I don't actually recall any of them having a refrigerator. That we shopped before every meal. I lived in a way that people of lower middle income in France lived, and I said to myself, wow, I sure am lucky to be born in the United States of America. When I came home after being there for 2.5 years, I was looking forward to getting an education so that I could lift my family and recognize that what I was doing had long-term implications. It was a wake-up experience for me.
Mitt Romney's story of his time spent abroad in France, it may have included a little TMI, too much information about the type of toilets he used, but it also included that other kind of TMI, That's My Issue, about how it shaped his politics. And it's also worth noting that some have disputed the details of Romney's time in France, saying it wasn't nearly as destitute as he described it. But either way, if Romney claims he learned a lesson about education and hard work from his time abroad, we'll take his word for it. So what's your story of an experience abroad that has shaped your politics here in the U.S.? 212-433-WNYC. And Kevin and Darien, you're on the air. Hello.
I happen to be in Patagonia, in Argentina, on November 4th, 2008, the day that Barack Obama was elected. And the visceral reaction, I mean, like a lot of people, I have sort of an American-centric view of the world, but the visceral reaction of people just in restaurants, in hotels, places where I was going to work that the next day on November 5th, was extraordinary in terms of their connecting to the American experience in a way that they just didn't seem to beforehand. There was just this joyousness in people's faces and in their voices with the election of Obama that I never would have expected. And it taught me something about how important it is to relate to people around the world as opposed to trying to impose our will on everybody.
Great story. Thank you. Jose in Allendale, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jose.
Hey, how are you, Brian? I came from Cuba when I was 10, and as everyone knows, we have socialized medicine and universal education in Cuba. And even though I don't fully agree with Castro's regime, and I'm here primarily because of it, I find myself actually, you know, promoting concepts like socialized medicine and quality universal education for all Americans. I tend to find it pretty much a tragedy that, you know, the quality of one's education in the U.S. very much depends on one's zip code. So I usually find myself quite out of step with most of my neighbors when it comes to those two issues.
Because most of the people who came from Cuba, the lesson that they take away mostly from it is that they are grateful to live in the United States with its free markets and freedom of speech, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Again, I'm also not necessarily in tune with my own countrymen for the reason you stated. And I like I said, the tendency is to essentially criticize the Castro regime across the board. I tend to think that at least conceptually, the notions of universal health care and education are good ideas. I have bones to pick as to how it's implemented in Cuba, but I think with the resources that we have, we should, that's something that we need to be looking at in this country. But I get a lot of strange looks from the average American on those topics.
Jose, thank you for your call. I appreciate your perspective as an immigrant from Cuba as a child. John in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Yeah, I had a kind of an eye-opening experience in Dubai. I worked in Dubai as a musician for several months, and one day on my way back from the beach, the public transportation in Dubai is not very good. Anyway, I was in a cab, and the cab driver misunderstood me. He was most of the people there are Muslim, and he was from, India or Pakistan. And he didn't know where I was going, and he took me in totally the wrong direction. Anyway, I had a dispute with him, and, you know, this is relating to my experience with New York cab drivers, and, you know, kind of an argument, and we finally got me back on the right track, and I was arguing with him, and I knew basically what the fare should have been, and of course the meter was way high, so I had this dispute with him. I said, look, I'm only going to give you so-and-so, and which was about the equivalent of like $8, let's say, and because I was upset in my haste, I had him drop me off, not near my house, but, you know, like sort of close to my house, because I was arguing with this guy, you know, and I was in a strange place. Anyway, I gave him the equivalent of, say, $20 U.S., right? And I left and I slammed the door, and I walked, you know, and I went into the supermarket, and I went to my house.
To get you to the end of the story.
Okay, so
I can get
the end of the story is a week later, this guy, I'm walking in Dubai, which is, you know, average temperature is 100 degrees, you know, kind of like vaguely out of it in the hot, you know, sun. And this guy, this cab, pulls up to me, you know, screeches to a stop, and he pulls up to me, and he pulls over, and he says, come here, I want to talk to you. And I didn't know what was going on, and I finally went and talked to him, and it was the same cab driver, and I thought, this guy is going to want, you know, the rest of his money, he's going to pick a fight with me, or what's going to happen. So I finally, he anxiously calls me over, and he's sitting in his cab, and in his broken English, he says, you gave me too much money, and he gives me $10 and change.
Oh,
a week later.
That's a great story. You should go to the Moth and tell that story from the stage. But did that wind up shaping your view of any political issue in the United States?
Well, I mean, it was my first experience in a Muslim country, and, you know, I think there's a lot of anti-Muslim or anti-Arab and anti-Muslim sentiment in this country, and
you got connected to the common humanity and
opportunity
for generosity and honesty.
I think there was a very high level of morality working.
John, I'm going to leave it there, and I really, really appreciate your call and your story. Here's one that got posted on our That's My Issue page, wnyc.issues, where we're collecting your stories of any kind of personal experience that has affected your political views. Ronnie writes, I grew up in India, where even the poorest and uneducated find ways to support themselves, often creatively, since they need to feed their families. No social net, welfare, Medicaid, food stamps, shelters, etc. Ronnie writes, I find people here are entitled to entitlements. This has gone too far. I have switched from Democrat to Republican leanings and encourage a limit to such benefits to feed the really needy. Post your story on our That's My Issue page at WNYC.org/issues. Not just comments. Don't just comment on what other people are posting. We really want your stories there of personal experiences in your life that have helped to shape your political views. Daniel in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Yes, I was in Mexico recently in the aftermath of the presidential elections there.
Mm-hmm.
And you and your listeners may be familiar with the Yo Soy El 132 movement.
Kind of the Occupy movement of Mexico, certainly open democracy movement.
Yeah. Well, I witnessed a student protest in the city of Puebla, and it really brought home to me that so many of the, well, of the fruits of democracy that we take for granted here are just ever elusive, or, well, they've been extremely elusive in Mexico. So that was an eye-opener. Also, the role of money in the presidential election. I mean, we complain about Citizens United, but it's widely known that the pre-party in Mexico gave out bags of groceries and also prepaid debit cards in exchange for votes. So that certainly hardened my attitudes about the role of money in elections in our own country, as you might imagine.
In their experience, I guess, the crazy rules are in how the political parties can give away money. In our country, it's the crazy rules about how they can collect money.
Well put, Brian, as always.
Daniel, thank you. Gene in Rockaway, you'll get our last 30 seconds about living in Japan. Can you do it in a soundbite?
I think I can. Yes, I think I can. Okay, it shaped me really in three ways. First of all, universal health care. I wasn't even a citizen, but I could walk into the doctor anywhere for $10. And it was an incredible experience. And I really resent not being able to go to the doctor now and in my own country. Also, I was there in Japan during the first Gulf War, and I was hearing other countries' media coverage of the first Gulf War versus Armed Forces Radio's coverage, and boy, was that an eye-opener.
Gene, thank you for having the last word on our That's My Issue call-in today. We're going to do different takes on this for the rest of this week and then hear from delegates at the two conventions with respect to how their personal lives made them Democratic or Republican Party activists. And remember, you can add your story, not just about being abroad, which was our theme today, but about any experience that has shaped your politics at WNYC.org/issues. And Friday is That's My Issue Day, when we will ask you all to share your story online through social media. But go to WNYC.org/issues, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.